Praise be unto God. If you love the Lord, say
amen.
I believe Sister Shirley can enjoy the service, man. Now, in the 30th chapter here of Deuteronomy, I'd like to read a little bit, and also the 29th chapter. Maybe pick up a verse over a little further. But most of you know that the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy is the place where the Lord God spoke to Israel and tried his best to remind Israel of the sorrows and of the heartaches that would befall them if they did not obey his commandments and keep his ordinances. Now then, I'd like to take my time, if you won't hurry me this morning, and not take a lot of your time. I'll be lenient with you and considerate of you. But give me just a few minutes to read a little scripture this morning. And will you go get me a little water, Tilden? Now then, here in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, and I feel such a different spirit now. I feel such a warm coming together in a unity and a reverence and a fear of God. And this I really appreciate. Now then, I want you to notice, I'm not going to read here the blessings that God promised upon the nations if they would obey him, because most all of you know that God said he would above all things and we prosper and be in health, that he would bless us and give us our heart's desire and these other things if we would obey the Lord God. But then he tells us that if we do not obey the Lord, that this is the thing that will happen. Now I'm going to read a little bit of it that you may judge it and think upon it to see if we are in the will of God or if we are out of the will of God. If I tell you one thing, you can judge it. I may try to impose upon you my idea or how I feel about it or what I think about it. But then we've got a little Chinese proverb, I believe it is, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So I'm not going to try to convince you against your will, because when you left, you'd still be of the same opinion. But if I can tell you the Word of God, and if you believe the Word of God to be supreme to your will, that every man should be aligned, the Word of God should be true, then if the Word of God convinces you, and then you go contrary to it, well, then you bear your own iniquity. And as Paul said, the blood be upon your own head. But if the Word of God convinces you, and you are convinced, and you accept the Word of God, then you have prospered that much in the Lord Jesus toward eternal life and the securities of Christ. Now the world wants securities. Everybody wants securities. In the natural they want securities. In the spiritual they want securities. And though they have more prosperity than they've ever had at any time in their lives, yet they feel more insecure toward sickness, toward poverty, toward salvation and eternal preservation and all of these things. They have a terrific feeling of insecurity. They have more education than they ever had, and yet they have a feeling of insecurity toward ignorance. In other words, they still feel insecure. No matter what they still have the feeling of insecurity. Now you might say, well, what do you think is the cause of it? According to what I understand, the cause of it to be is that when a man doesn't have the Lord Jesus Christ, he is poor, he is wretched, he is naked, he is miserable, and he is blind. So then, I would say that no matter how much riches you had, how much education you had, how much of this world's goods are, how good a health you had, that you still have the curse upon you and the feeling of insecurity if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ at heart in loving him and going his way. Now, let's just read a little bit from this 28th chapter of Deuteronomy to begin with here to try to point out to you what the Lord Jesus said would come to pass. It said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. We'll read these first blessings here of the Lord. Unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day,
that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. That's one thing that I want you to especially notice, that God is speaking to Israel as a nation, and this applies directly to Israel, but it also applies to us in the sense of our similarity, and that Israel, the Bible said what happened to her for an admonition unto us. That is, as an example to show what God would do to those that were wild by nature. I will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. I think I'll just go ahead and read them. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give thee rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. All right, now that I've read the blessings here of how that God promised he would bless us if we would obey him and what he would do to us. He said we would become the head of a nation, we would lend and not borrow, which of course has been the way of America. Now then, this is what he said here would come to pass if we did not. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, and the flock of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildews. And they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air, and unto the beast of the earth, and no man shall pray them away. The Lord shall smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. And no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth the wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labor shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. And thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto nations which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in. For the locusts shall consume thee. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink out the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them. For they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruits of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not under the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which command this day. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemy which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness. And in one of all things he shall put a yoke upon thy neck, a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flight, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor shew favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or increase of thy kind, or flock of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you, and every very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the women of his children which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. That's reading quite a bit. But I want you to especially notice the 61st verse here. I want to read all the blessings and the curse there. So in every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now then, when I read about the sicknesses of Egypt, and I read about the bats of Egypt and the emeralds and those kind of things, which we also have today among us that the physicians can't seem to counteract or do anything about. They give us a few aids and that's about all. But in spite of operations, we still have trouble. In spite of medicines, we still have trouble. The Bible said in that day there should be no healing medicines. And we've come to the day to where we actually don't have any healing medicines. Now, other people say, well, I believe that medicines do heal me. Well, it's a proven fact that in spite of all the medicines that you're taking and all the dope that you're taking and everything that you're taking, you're still sick. Is that right? Apparently, there is no healing medicine that can stop your diseases. If they come up with one kind of medicine that can help you, then God smites you with another disease. Other people say, Brother Pike, God doesn't smite anybody. But the Bible says He does. The Bible tells us that God wounds. And God pours in the oil and the wine. And God binds up. God is the one that does all these things. His name is wonderful. For He is the Lord God of hosts. And God is the one that does these things. So then God does smite. God does wound. And God does bind up. For He says, beware ye that forget God, lest I tear you into pieces. And it's obvious, as I pointed out so many times, that on the highways and in the airways and in the waterways that people are being torn apart in wars and tornadoes and in earthquakes and all of these things, the wrath of God is falling upon the nation. Now then, it said every sickness that was not recorded in this book right here, every one of the sicknesses that's not recorded in this book, them will I also bring, saith the Lord. Now then we say we know the batch was for Egypt. We know that the emeralds was for Egypt. But what are we going to do with the scripture in the 61st verse that said all of the plagues that's not written in this book, such as cancer, TB, paralysis, or whatever it might be that the Bible didn't record, what are we going to do with these things when the Bible tells us that God will also bring these upon us? So then our people today are cursed with a curse. The Bible said that ye are cursed with a curse. So then, it's because we've neglected God, it's because we've rejected God, it's because we've not walked according to the Word of God that these things have befell us, my friends. Now then, we like to say, I'm Job. Just as quick as something bad happens and others are being blessed, we like to take the attitude, poor me, I'm Job. And if anybody ever comes to reprove us or anybody ever comes to help us, then the first thing we say, Job, I'm Job, and they're the miserable comforters. But I want to tell you something, and you understand what I'm saying today. Job was a good man. Job was a righteous man. Job had done nothing wrong, and God was intending to bless Job. That's why He let those things come upon him, that he might be blessed. But many of you suffer for your own sins, and it's not a case of Job. It's just a case of rebellion, a case of self-will, a case of backbiting, of things wherein you've not honored God with your substance and with your efforts, and this is not a case of Job. Job was a good man. I believe with all of my heart that Job was a good man, and Job, in the end, was rewarded greatly. But why is it that you continue on year after year? Job never continued on year after year in that kind of condition. If you want to justify yourself in your evils or in your wrongs, then tell me why is it that Job never continued year after year? Job's sicknesses was not of a long continuance, as the Bible said these sicknesses would be. Job's sicknesses came. They came. The wrath of God came upon Jesus because it was for our good. It came upon many others, but it was not of a long continuance. Therefore, we see that something is wrong, my friend. Now then sicknesses come upon us. The Bible tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivereth him out of them all.
Amen.
I know that you're afflicted. I know that these things happen. But the Bible tells us that God delivers us out of them all. Every one of them. Whether it be poverty, whether it be oppression, whether it be physical defects in our body, or whatever it might be, God delivers us out of them all.
Amen.
All right. Now then, he tells us here, speaking to Israel, that if Israel doesn't obey the Lord, that they will be driven out of the land. Is that right? What happened to Israel? Did God keep his word? There was a false prophet that came among them. And the false prophet was contrary to the word of God. And said, thus and thus saith the Lord. But when it came down to the final test, it was not what the false prophet thought about it. It was what God's word had said about it.
Amen.
My friend, today it's the same thing. The Bible said if a man witness of himself, his witness is absolutely false. It is not true. But if a man witness of the word of God, if his testimony is of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, if it's of God and in the behalf of God's people, then it's thus saith the Lord. And it'll stand in the day of judgment, and nobody will be able to stand against it. Amen. God spoke to me one time and said to me, son, no man shall be able to stand before thee all the days of our life. All the days of our life. And I thought, Lord, I don't see how this can possibly be. At that time, I was just a toddler in God. I said, I don't see how this is possible. He said, because you've taken my word and you've made it your foundation. And said, heaven and earth will pass away. But he said, my word shall not pass away. And the gates of hell, he said, shall not prevail against it. And to this day I've continued. And it's been exactly like God has said. And my friend, not only has it been, but I speak in your ear, but it shall continue to be.
Amen.
As long as there's the world. He said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Lo, I'll go with you always, even over the end of the world. And when the angel of God appeared to me in Florida, and God came and put a ring on my finger, walked into my room, and slipped the ring on my finger, he said that he would never leave me, he would never forsake me. But Lord, he said, I shall be with thee in the time of trouble and in the time of need. And though there's been much trouble and much chaos and much time of need, yet the hand of God has reached out and helped me, and not one time has he ever let me down. Not one person here can witness where God has ever let me down in the years that I've trusted him in expense, and I've trusted him in traveling, and I've trusted him in my family.
Amen.
God has been with me all the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God said, Israel, I will bring the plagues upon you. I will drive you into a strange land. Did he do it?
Right.
He drove them into the land of Babylon, the land of confusion. Why? Because they kept not their first estate and did not obey the word of the Lord. He drove them into a state of confusion. You say, why am I confused, Brother Pike? Why is it there the turmoil in my mind and in my spirit and in my heart? It's because you're in the land of Babylon. You've hung your harps on the willows and you can't sing the songs of Zion in a strange land. But I'll tell you what, if you'll come back to your homeland and come back to the hills of Zion, and come back to your first love with God, I promise you that your heart will sing again, and you can rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ as you did in the former days gone by. I will carry you away beyond Babylon. They said, pray to us and sing to us. And they said, how can we sing the songs of God in a strange land? And so it is here. We see that God took Israel away beyond Babylon, left them down there, Brother Ernie, for 70 long years under the powers and the impacts of the land. And what did God do to our people? God had martyrs back in the dark age, great men, great women that spilled their blood for the testimony of Jesus, that stood for the word of God back there. And then when this thing came about and he gave them this beautiful land of America, a Canaan land, and they did not keep their first estate, the religious fell away. What did he do to them? He put them into a denominational wilderness He brought them under the scourge of the evil spirits and the powers of darkness that's tormenting them today. And he said, I will pursue you till you perish from off of the face of the earth. Is that right? I will pursue you, the Bible said. God sent an evil spirit to trouble Saul because he would not obey the Lord God of heaven. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why does the evil trouble you, my friend? Because you are not obeying the Lord God of heaven. Now then, Israel went away into captivity for 70 years. The false prophet came up. He stood there and he prophesied. He stood there and said, oh, there ain't nothing to it. Don't believe what they're saying. It's not going to come to pass. That's not going to be God's will at all. I've got the answer. I'm the man that's got the answer. But the prophet of God looked at him and said, because you've done this, the wrath of God will be upon you. And then the people went into Babylon just exactly as he said. That's the best thing to do. It's better to wait and to see, my friend. You say, what shall we see? That heaven and earth shall pass away. But not one jot nor tittle of this book is going to fail. I don't care what somebody thinks about it. I have been in the contradiction of people's thoughts ever since the world began. Ever since the beginning of time that his people have. And I have through the foreknowledge of God. Through the foreknowledge of the Lord looking down upon us. As sons of God, he saw the contradiction. But Jesus bore the shame. Because that was in his mind from the foundation of the world. When he spoke to Job and he said, poor Lazarus. And the moon stars sang together and the sons of God leaped for joy. Job could have said, I was back there in the eternities with you. I was back there with you, God. When he looked down and saw him shouting and jumping and rejoicing and leaping for joy. The sons of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Since the world began, I was with God. Amen. I've been with God. I'm still with God. I remain with God as the eternity remains on the man. Hallelujah. So then, Israel went into bondage because they regarded not the words of the prophet. And they said, it's not going to be that way at all. But my friend, was it that way? Did it come to pass the way the prophet said? Did it? And I tell you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What did the book of Deuteronomy say? Thou shalt eat thine own children. In 70 A.D., did the women eat their own children? History says that the siege was so great that the women in the city of Jerusalem took their own babies, two of them, and eat them. The words of the Lord cannot fail. You say that will never be with us, Brother Pike. You wait and see, it'll come to pass. It'll come to pass. Are we living in the hour of this prophecy? He said, cursed shall thou be in the city. Is that right? What happened to the Wine Cloth Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia? What's happening to California in the cities? Look at it in the papers and see the great buildings toppling over. See the great places that's opening up. Wasn't that what happened? Or wasn't that the thing that happened in the wilderness when they rebelled against Moses? You say, what do you mean, Brother Pike? They rebelled against the true ministry of the living God. And God is causing the earth to open up and swallow them up, just as the word of the Lord said it would be. Now then, what was it he said? I will smite you with astonishment of heart. Some of you are astonished at your heart. You don't know what to think. You don't know what to act. How to act. The Bible said God has taken the hypocrite by surprise. You've been taken by surprise. You don't understand it. You thought, the Bible said, you think I'm altogether such a one as you. But someday I'll reprove you to your face. You go ahead and stay out of the house of God. You go ahead and neglect the house of God. You go ahead and satisfy the lust and desire of your flesh. And try to convince people that it's God. And behold, the wrath of God will come upon you. The nature of Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Bible emphatically states that it was the nature of Jesus Christ to be in the house of God on a Sunday morning or a Sabbath. He was there. If that nature is the same yesterday, today, and forever, it'll react the same way in you. If you don't react accordingly, my friend, you haven't got the nature, and there's no need to lie against the truth. Amen. That's just the way the book tells it. We're supposed to go to God's house. He said, not my will, Father, but thy will be done. Now you say, what is thy will, Father? It's your will to stay at home and sleep late on Sunday. That's the will of the flesh. The Bible said Jesus was not begotten of the will of man, which is the will of flesh and sex, but the will of God. That's right, he had an unction from the Holy One. It wasn't a form of will worship where he just willed himself to go somewhere when he took a good notion and thought it was convenient and thought it would work in with his plans. He didn't do that. But he went to church. He had an unction from the Holy One. So, well, they mistreated him. That didn't have nothing to do with it. They talked against him. They jumped up in the church and they said things contrary to him. They spoke against him. But he still went to the house of God. Amen. Now, you say, what is it, Brother Pine? The will of the flesh is to have new cars. The will of the flesh is to have new homes, to have land and riches. That's the will of the flesh. But the will of God is to win souls, to fast, and to pray, and to spread the gospel throughout the world, that the end might come. The will of God, the will of man is to eat, to enjoy the benefits of the land. But the will of God is to deny itself. The will of man is to take his salary and divide it with his foe no more. But the will of God is to give that it might be given unto you. Give without reservation of heart. Amen. The will of God is for us to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him. So then, what happened to Israel? They went into bondage. Everything the prophet said came to pass. The sicknesses, the plagues, the heartaches. My brother, my sister, it was a long continuance. How long, Brother Pike? Until this very day, Israel is scattered across the world. She's still suffering. She's still in heartaches. But her day is coming. Her day is coming. And then what's going to happen? The Bible said concerning Egypt, said their iniquity is not yet full. But said in 430 years, Abraham, their iniquity will be full. And I'll pour out my wrath upon them. The Bible speaks of the fullness of the times of the Gentiles. Their iniquity, my friend, has not been full. But now their iniquity has come. The fullness of the Gentiles is here, which means God's wrath will be poured out upon them. And they'll suffer like no other nation has ever suffered in the history of the world.
Right.
Why? Because he said, so much as she has spared her own belly, so much as she has blessed her own self, curse her the same, pour out the wrath upon her the same. All that she's enjoyed. Somebody said he's speaking of them poor people that never did have nothing because God wasn't with them. My dear friend, the Bible said as much as she's fed her gut, as much as she's blessed herself, pour out the wrath of God upon her. That means that somebody had plenty to eat. Somebody was doing all right. That's America. Look at the colleges up today. Cursed shall thou be in the city. Our colleges are rotten. The last place in the world you ought to go is to college. If I had a boy or a girl, I wouldn't think of going to college. It was old enough to go, and I have had some of them. I didn't send them. And if I had some right now, I still wouldn't send them. It's rotten. Not only that, but the school is rotten. The whole system of the United States is rotten. It's advertised. The government is corrupt and rotten. Paul said one time, he said, some of their own men say they're slow bullies. Paul said the reports true. They are slow bullies, he said. What is it? It's the curse of God. Cursed shall thou be in the city. Cursed shall thou be in the body. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy womb. Little children that are born, crippled, all mangled up, insane. Before they come forth from the womb, they're in that kind of condition. Before they have a chance in life, they're in that kind of condition. Why is it? The Bible said, cursed shall be thy children. The fruit of thy womb. Somebody said, the devil's mean, ain't he? He sure is. But I want you to know the Bible said, the Word said, I will do this. The Bible said, God creates the good. God creates the evil. God has his will in both. I get so weary of these formal preachers around the churches saying, all you got to do is believe it. God's a good God, and God loves you, and God wants you to do good, and God's going to bless you. And then out there running around in bathing suits and shorts and in their filth in the world, and ain't interested in Christ, and Christ's way of life and nothing else. They go to the house of God, yes, regular, but they still never been born to believe. And the preacher gets up there trying to get a hold of every dollar he can out of them. Don't care how they live and wouldn't tell them their wrongs for nothing. Pray he might run some off. Then when you talk to him, they say, oh, God's good. God wouldn't hurt nobody. My friend, the Bible said God will tear you to pieces. Right. That's what God said about it. He said, let every man be a liar and God be true. If some preacher tells you that that's all you got to do, you tell him he's a liar. Because that ain't what the Bible said. The Bible said, try the Spirit.
Amen.
When a man gets up with a lot of mush in his mouth and starts telling you that God is loving, God is this and God is that, and you can just do any other way that you want to and lead you to believe that, whether he tells you or not, that's a false prophet. Because the Word of God don't teach that. The Word of God teaches that if you obey the Word of God and keep his commandments, then blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shall thou be in the home. But if you reject my commandments, he said, cursed shall thou be. I pursue thee till thou perish from off the face of the earth. My friend, I'm going to say this and trying to close here. America doesn't have much further to go. According to what Billy James Hargis has said concerning the colleges, they are absolutely filthy. According to what the man which was one of the authorities said concerning the schools, he himself, being one of the authorities, as Paul said, one of their own prophets, said it's rotten. So that America doesn't have much further to go. Is that right?
Right?
Her bellies are rotten with cancer. Her hearts are rotten with sin. Her government is rotten with communism. Her schools and colleges are rotten with the twisted tree of knowledge that come from the garden that caused the trouble to start with. And the worm Satan is right in the core of it. The only thing you can do is throw the whole thing away and start over. Let's stand together.